And it has, until now that we have these amazing communication tools, it has taken generally a lifetime to figure out what's going on, and it has not been able to be passed along in such a manner that we can build in a timely manner on what we've learned, such that power has kept moving apace, apace, apace towards realizing its vision while we get sunk deeper and deeper into our chains. And that has now shifted. That situation is breaking apart because of the internet and our ability to share. We are getting it that it is, in fact, a global system of power. And as I was, arriving, there was a discussion which said it was anarchists talking about how, workers have to, claim their power. And I mean, they gave up the game before even getting started. There was no discussion of global system of power. It was all work to democratize the workplace. Workers must. We are not workers. We are human beings. And until we throw off that designation, we will be stuck in our chains. We will not get our freedom by accepting the terms of power's game. We have to reinvent our wholeness, what we were born with, and have heart as we do this. Every baby is born free. It will not take long for us to reconstitute once we have those global general strikes. Things will shift overnight. So it is about letting the body speak. And those newborns don't have that problem. Their bodies speak just fine. We're the ones who have to allow, how a bit of earth left alone will start regenerating its health. Well, once we get power off our backs, we will grow healthy again. Have faith in that. Once we allow our body to speak, allow that injury to find voice, the injury of our body's suppression, of our authentic feelings suppression. Once we allow that into our mouths, our voice, our speech, won't take long, and it will resonate with all who are in reach of those words. Now, is it really that that our bodies need to speak? Shouldn't our actions be guided by reason? But it is this dualism that is, in fact, the sixth system of class in another form. The elevation of mind, the suppression of the body. That's the class system. The omnipresent propaganda that we are here to serve. That's the class system. This notion that what our bodies want can never be our priority, that we have to ignore them to be productive. That's the class system. When what we want for our lives is holism and honesty and to be able to grow limitlessly and to be happy, which means self-creation, which means letting the body speak, which means having a core self, our backup, those we work with together and share love with, our fellow travelers in mission who wrap us in love, by having a prize that we never lose sight of, we create ourselves anew.